At Roush Honda, our service department stands behind the promises our salespeople make. Our customers appreciate it, and it's helped make us the number one Honda dealer in Ohio. Straight talk, legendary service, Roush Honda.
746, 610 WTBN. Bob Connors here this morning. Matt Mayer, BuckeyeInstitute.org. Matt, good morning. What's your take on the governor's first few months in office?
I think he's had a substantive, strong first few months. I mean, a lot of good things have started. Good wins with American Greetings and Diebold, Bob Evans, Jobs Ohio, Common Sense Initiative. I mean, I think he sent a very strong message to the private sector in Ohio and outside of Ohio that Ohio is going to do things differently and is committed to growing its private sector.
Shortly after the governor's office releases an announcement of things that he plans to do, or of this, or of his opinion on an issue, I get an email from the Ohio Democratic Party, and they are just saying, no, this is not the way it is. It's almost like the presidential race last year, where everything had to be point, counterpoint. And I feel that that's what's happening here. I think the Republican Party gave Governor Strickland a free rein, but yet everything it seems Governor Kasich does is up for bid. Is that because of his style?
I think it has to do with his style to some degree. I mean, you know, the way he approaches things can be done a bit more humbly and with less kind of bravado. But in fairness, you know, look, there is a permanent machine that it now exists to try to thwart everything that he does. And you just see that on the blogs, the lawsuits, you know, the spin. You know, they created a fifth think tank just to kind of combat everything he does. And to me, that's just kind of the environment we're in. And I'm not quite certain I would agree that, you know, that kind of the right gave Strickland kind of room to move. I mean, I think they criticized pretty much everything he did as well. And that's the kind of mentality we really got to get beyond, because the fundamental reality is, you know, whether it's John Kasich or it's Ted Strickland, you know, both men are trying to do the right thing and are trying to get Ohio back on its feet. And if all we do is kind of serve as constant critics, it doesn't do Ohio a bit of good or the private sector or taxpayers a bit of good. All it does is slow down our ability to catch up with the South and West.
Well, you may be correct. I just don't remember it as being quite as abrasive.
Oh, it's not that. Yeah, I agree. It's not quite abrasive. It's almost become a personal thing for the left to really go after the governor. And you know, again, you know, he's given them some things to do that with some of the comments he makes, which, you know, we hope will, you know, lessen and get he gets less unscripted, so that they don't have that kind of ammunition, because I think the voters would, if they focused on what he did, I think he'd have a lot more support right now. And I think the stuff, the unscripted moments, allow the left to really kind of distract away from what he's done and focus on kind of personality. And you know, that's just not where we want to be right now.
Well, we're only, what, 100 and a week into his role as governor here in the state of Ohio, and I just don't see it getting any better.
No, I don't either, unfortunately. And, you know, I think that the approach that we always take, and, you know, there are folks that don't like some of the things that we do, but our view is, you know, would we take the same position, or would we make the same comment if it were Governor Strickland? And I think that's the standard we try to employ, because, you know, I think we want to be fundamentally fair. And I don't think that's happening with the groups on the left. I think their view is he's a Republican. We must take him down. We must undermine him. That will allow us to kind of position ourselves for whether it's 2012 or the SB5 referendum. And, you know, I was on a show last night, and, you know, it's clear they're going to make John Kasich, you know, the ballot initiative. It's going to be about him. And it's not about him. It's about whether taxpayers can afford to have collective bargaining as it currently exists. And the answer, I think, over the last 20 years seems to indicate economically, no. So that's what they're going to do, because I think they see the low approval ratings, they see the unscripted moments, and so they want to make it about personality, and I think we need to focus on substance.
SB5 certainly is a minefield.
It is a minefield, but I think if it is put in the right light, which is, the reality is, if you do not lessen the power that these unions have to really ride roughshod over the government management. And remember, these are government managers. These are neighbors. This is not 1910. If you don't lessen that, there is simply going to be no way that you can deal with these fiscal issues, and taxes will have to go up. And I think Ohioans like taxes a whole lot less than they like the idea of kind of big labor running Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in touch from time to time with people who simplify that, and I have some relatives in Wisconsin that also feel much the same way. It's not about busting unions. It's not about this. It's balancing the budget.
It's about balancing the budget and keeping taxes low. And yeah, I mean, look, I will not hide behind this idea that somehow, you know, it doesn't relate to the power of labor unions. Of course it does, but that's because labor unions don't care what the tax burden is on Ohioans. What they care about is getting more and more money into their own pockets through dues, and that is done through higher benefits in compensation, and it's just a fundamental reality. Those packages now are so far in excess of what's available to the private sector locally, at the state, at the federal level. If you don't put that on the table and you don't deal with that and give management the ability to bring those things down a bit, all you're going to do is raise taxes on Ohioans who already have a too high tax burden.
Matt Mayer, BuckeyeInstitute.org, commenting on Governor Kasich's feverish first months.